apology. He asked UTM to lead the delegation.
Yeah. The ministry will lead the delegation.
The deputy minister, Cha?
Yeah, I say it belongs to the ministry.
Yes.
It's called the ministry.
Oh.
Yeah, that is the minister and the deputy. Mabahlangene ibizwa office yabo ibizwa the ministry.
The ministry, yes.
Yeah. In the ministry, there is the minister and the deputy minister. I think so. Yeah, it is in order. No, sure. You'll present the apology of the minister, but the deputy minister will be there, so it's okay.
All right.
It's in order, yeah. And the other things are obvious, that if the minister is not there, so you'll give the deputy minister mandate to do everything that he could have done when he was there.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. My network today is a bit happy. It's only me who is not happy.
Mine is still okay. I hope it's not going to disappoint me. Good morning, Honorable Maleka.
Hey, Audrey.
Morning, Tando. Hi, Che.
Hey, Kunjani.
Chab.
Hey, you know what I'm going to flu young Nyonyo Bell?
Oh.
Yes, because I was like,
Nyonyo Bell, the next week is your arm.
Eh?
Nyonyo Bell, the next week is your arm, but now for the specific town.
Hey, Mr. Cape Town, yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, I was in Cape Town last weekend, 5 weeks ago. And that's okay. When I got a message that my uncle died.
Okay.
And I had to rush back because I think it was COVID related because we had to bury within 72 hours. I didn't ask.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was still there.
No, it's still here with us. That thing is, it's a gilisile nje. Igilisile.
Sanbonani.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Slendial. Hi, Slendial. How are you? I can't read Zulu. So it's land dialing.
Hi, Marache. I'm logging in, but at 11:15, can I be excused? I have another appointment at 11.
Okay.
My chairperson.
No, it's okay. Just write a note on the chat group, on the committee, so that it is on the record.
Okay, thank you so much. Where's Honorable Ndongeni?
Ndongeni? No, she'll connect.
Oh, Ingakho so quiet, it's because she still hasn't connected. Don't tell her I said that.
Jojo, I wouldn't say that, Jo. There will be war. Hi, Sinyanye. Hi, how are you?
Hello, guys.
I'm not the fella when he's wearing drum.
Who's your manager?
No, man, I don't feel.
Thank you.
You're in Pula in Ilemo?
Yeah, Anna.
Eh. No, it's raining, it's and that's why I think I'm catching cold. You know, I feel it's a mini COVID.
Good morning, sir, and the honorable members.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, DJ.
How are you, sir? And the honorable
we're good,
members.
And how are you doing, DJ?
No, I'm fine, my chair.
Still in one piece.
You in Cape Town?
Oh, you are in Cape Town?
No, I'm asking you. I'm in Pretoria.
No, now I'm in Marble Hall.
Oh, all right,
I'm
chair.
In Limpopo.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's closer to the network when I get to Marble Hall.
All right, Chair.
Yes.
Thanks. Good to hear from you, Chair. Thanks.
Has the minister joined the meeting? The DM?
Yeah, the DM hasn't joined as yet. I think he will be joining shortly.
Okay. Oh, Zuki, the committee assistant chair lost her mom.
Oh, yeah, I nearly said shit. I saw that message and Shem, it's so sad. Losing your mother is the worst thing that can ever happen to anyone.
Oh.
I lost mine some years ago. Whenever people lose their mothers, I always think about mine.
Yes. I also lost
Chair, the host will put the presentation from their side.
Sorry, DJ.
The host, will you put the presentation?
Is it possible for me to maybe make someone a co-host so that she can or he can flag the presentation?
We need more than one person so that if
I can flag the presentation if you want, but you have to give me access.
Oh, yes. Let me do that, DJ.
Okay. So that if one get cut off, that we still have the other. Amen.
All right, I've given you access, DJ. I think let me first flag the agenda for today's meeting, DJ.
Yes, let's do that.
The presentation.
Excuse me. Amen. Is it possible? Oh yeah, now I can see the presentation is flattered. It's Ndongeni in the house. Can we check where Ndongi is?
Yes, I just admitted her.
Oh yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Still 4 minutes to go, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just checking if we're making a quorum for the meeting for members.
Yes, we're good for my quorum.
I can you let them be a shesh.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry, Gigi.
Honorable Gillian, welcome.
All right. You want me to exit?
Yes, please, Gigi. I want to flag in the agenda first.
Yeah, I've stopped sharing.
Okay, thank you.
Honorable Gillian, good morning. Is the DM in the meeting? Not as yet.
One minute to go, Chair.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome everybody in the meeting. Let's do this. Yes, I can see the agenda now. On the agenda, we have opening and remarks. Adoption of the agenda, and then the presentation by the department. And then this meeting should close at 12. And then from 11, it will be the discussions and then consideration and adoption of the minutes. We have got only, I think it's one day of meeting the minutes of the 16th of September. Let me welcome everybody to the meeting. Is the DM in the meeting? Is the DM in the meeting?
I'm admitting him now, Chair. He's joining the meeting now.
Okay. Yeah, so this journey, I mean, okay, welcome the DG and the team from the department. I guess the DM is in the meeting now. We have an apology from the minister. And I think that apology will be given by the committee secretary if there is any written apology. Is there any apology from the minister or whoever? Any apologies for the meeting?
I only have an apology from the minister, Chair. There's no apology from the members. The minister apologized due to the National Command Council on COVID-19 and special cabinet meetings. He has requested the deputy minister to lead the delegation. Thank you, Chair.
That is in order. Thank you. This journey started on the 13th of May, 2020. When the department,
Chairperson,
yes,
I think you have forgot for us to adopt the agenda. Adoption of the agenda.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought this was a simple and straightforward agenda. Any move for adoption of the agenda? I'm sorry. I skipped that.
I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Any second?
Ndongeni
seconds. Thank you very much. Like I was saying that, we have only 2 hours for this meeting. We should try by all means to save time. But make sure that we engage with these issues to the satisfaction of all of us and the electorate. Just hold on a bit. No, there are people outside who are making noise, so I'm trying to wave to them to lower whatever they are saying. Thanks. And that we went through a very long process, very painful one, with the declaration of the national state of disaster with the COVID-19. from where we are until now, we have done, I think for the 24th of June, the Minister of Finance presented the special adjustment budget on the 24th of June. And since then, a lot of things happened, which led to July this year, the department tabling its revised annual performance plan. And now today, we are here to be briefed on the revision of the revised annual performance plan of the department. We are not engaging with this for the first time. Let me give over to the ministry, to the DM, if he's in the meeting now, to give us the presentation. Thank you. Over to you, DM.
Thank you, Chairperson.
let me take this opportunity to thank you for giving us this time for us to present to the committee the changes that we've made to the annual performance plan, which we presented earlier in the year, as you indicated in your opening remarks. I think it was in May when we did make the presentation for both the strategic plan 2020 to 2025 and the annual performance plan 2020-2021 to both this committee and also to the portfolio committee in a joint meeting. And I think we, at the time, were quite optimistic about the strategic outlook of the post-school education and training sector, and we continue to remain optimistic. However, the impact of the national state of disaster and the nationwide lockdown necessitated by the COVID-19 pandemic has compelled a review of institutional plans across government departments, including the public entities. And it was indeed a necessary thing to do so that we ensure that the plans we have as government remain relevant and are able to respond to the impact of the pandemic. You indicated that the minister will be in the National Command Council and Special Cabinet, and that's why he cannot be with us. And we're really grateful of the leadership of the president through the Command Council, through the initiatives that they've led in dealing with the spread of COVID-19 in our country. Because it could have been much worse, as the international experience has shown in Western democracies. The impact on the economy, chairperson, government revenue and expenditure necessitated also a closer look at the current fiscal framework. And as a result, on 24 June 2020, the Minister of Finance tabled a special adjusted budget for 2020-21 as part of government's drive to address the severe impact of this pandemic. Now, as a department, our initial allocation for 2020-21 had to be reduced from 116 billion to 107 billion, which constitutes an 8% reduction. And the biggest single reduction is on the declined estimates for the skills levy collection from 19.4 billion to 11.2 billion, a reduction of 8.1 billion or 42% of that particular budget. Now, this places the CTAS, for instance, in a very difficult position as they attempt to advance the skills revolution going forward. And similar to other national departments, we, chairperson, also had to adapt so as we ensure continued service delivery to the members of the public and our stakeholders in general, whilst we've made a few adjustments to the original APP. I must say that the changes are not really deviating from the strategic thrust which we have committed ourselves to, both as the department and also as the country. The impact of the pandemic, Chair, on the economy will remain with us for some time. And notwithstanding the above, we are working with National Treasury and we're exploring ways and means of maintaining continued service delivery. Targeted actions are constantly needed, as I said, to adapt to the shifting customer needs. And we'll continue to reevaluate our initiatives with a view of ensuring that resources are properly and prudently allocated. Now, the RDG chair will lead with the presentation, and we have a full delegation from the department. So I think without any further ado, let me just introduce the DG and ask him to go through the presentation for us. And then we will then engage with the presentation. Thank you very much, Chair. Over to the DG.
Thank you very much, DM. Chair, honorable members, and my colleagues in the department for affording us an opportunity to present this presentation to the Select Committee on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture. Basically, Chair, here, as the Deputy Minister has actually alluded to, we are presenting to you today essentially the impact of accommodating and funding the demands of COVID-19 within the available resources or the available budget. What impact that then had on our annual performance plan? That's what we're sharing with you, essentially, as a matter that is beyond anybody's control. We have to live with it, and we have to manage ourselves in it. And we have to utilize the meager resources we have in addressing and fighting the COVID-19. So basically, Chair, as a way of background, we know that on the 24th of June 2020, the Minister of Finance tabled a special adjustment budget for 2020-21. Which then resulted into adjustment budget to the Department of Higher Education and Training, of which the CFO will be taking us through those uncomfortable figures. So the department, together with its public entities, had to analyze the impact of the adjusted budget on delivery programs. So the department's five-year strategic plan was not changed, essentially, at least for this round. The initial commitments for the 2020-21 financial year had to be reviewed to take into consideration the following factors. That is the impact of the adjusted budget allocations to program delivery, the interventions towards mitigating the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, to prioritize departmental programs and projects for continued service delivery during the 2020-21 financial year. Many of the targets in the APP have either been shifted to later completion dates in the financial year due to the following reasons. A delayed processing of planned outputs during the first quarter, or shifted to the next financial year due to the reprioritization of funds to deal with COVID-19. As we all know that there is no additional funding that has been found from the national fiscus to attend to the demands of COVID-19. We had to utilize the resources that are already available within the system. In the university system, Chair, the initial work relating to the establishment of the two new universities announced by the president, which is the required feasibility study to determine the nature and scope as well as location of the new institutions, will now be undertaken in the next financial year, that is 2021-22. The implementation of staffing South Africa's universities network in relation to the allocation of scholarships has been deferred to the next financial year. This program is the one we are actually driving in the system to improve the transformational targets in respect to the training at postgraduate level up to professoriate level in the system. It has got its own sub programs where we identify young, bright, and upcoming Black, mainly women academics in the system. And we actually channel through the academic career path up to doctorate level. And we have got also a program in the training and advancement of professors within the system, mainly Black and women professors in the system. TVET college system, the number of student enrollments at TVET colleges had to be reduced to 680,000 from the original 710,000 due to the budget cut and the suspension of trimester three and semester two of the 2020 academic year. So because of this pandemic, trimester one had to be shifted to take place of trimester two, and trimester two had to be shifted to take place of trimester three. Then trimester three then falls within the next year, the first quarter of next year, as well as semester one. As we know that this pandemic struck the system quite early, it had to be then shifted to semester two. Hence, semester two would actually be accommodated in the next academic year. So this is the impact in respect to that. And also because now funds had to be shifted in addressing the enrollment targets that we initially planned, we had to revise downward the enrollment targets in the TVET college system. The number of TVET college lecturers supported to acquire professional qualifications has also been reduced from 200 to 100 in 2021, and thereafter 250 per annum from 2021-22. Honorable members would perhaps take a note that the lecturers that are lecturing in the TVET college space, not all of them do have a professional qualification as teachers in the TVET college sector. Hence then, those who do not possess this professional qualification as one of the basic requirements in the sector, we had to roll out a program to train them so that they attain this qualification whilst they are teaching at the same time. So the main impact of the budget cut will be on the 2021 new student intake for the centers of specialization, as the funding that was due in January 2021 has been reprioritized for COVID-19 related program expenditure. The centers of specialization is an ideal TVET college that we are envisioning, you know, as a department, where there is full integration of exposure to industry of students as well as lecturers. So these students who are in this program, they have a prescribed period of time in the classroom and a prescribed period of time at the workplace. We are collaborating with the industry in respect to various industry bodies so that we are able to train the TVET college students in the ideal sense where they actually interface what they are doing theoretically as well as what is obtaining at the workplace. So that is the intention of this project. In relation to skills development system, Chair, the impact is mainly due to the skills levy 4 months holiday that was given to employers out there. So the COVID-19 tax relief measures will negatively impact on various learning programs such as apprenticeships, learnerships, work integrated learning, and internships. I think when the CFO is presenting, she will show how much the sector has actually lost, which is amounting to billions of rands as a result of this 4 months holiday. As a result, there are substantial amendments in the APP in relation to the number of learners or students placed in workplace-based learning programs, which had to be reduced to 100,000 from the initial 170,000. So the number of learners entering artisanal programs reduces to 20,000 from the initial planned 24,500. The number of artisans found competent reduces from 24,500 to 19,000. The number of learners who complete learnerships reduces from 50,000 to 30,000. The number of learners who complete internships reduces from 7,000 to 4,550. In the CET college system, the main change here is in relation to the number of CET college lecturers who are to receive training, which reduces from 50% from the initial 2,442 1,220. This is because of the reprioritization of funds in colleges for COVID-19, which impact on the transport funding to support lecturers attending workshops or programs that they need. The program to build, refurbish, maintain, and expand TVET colleges remain in force across various provinces and districts. This is further elaborated in Annex B of the annual performance plan. So the revised APP also includes planned interventions to mitigate against the impact of COVID-19 as enunciated in Annex C. Quarterly progress reports on the interventions will be produced and submitted to DPME as part of the normal APP reporting process, Chair. Hence, the targeted actions are constantly needed to adapt to the shifting delivery environment as dictated by the circumstances. We also continue to reevaluate the department's planned initiatives to ensure appropriate allocation of resources. The overall review of the strategic plan will be informed by the review of the medium-term strategic framework of government led by the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. So the next part, Chair, is on adjustment budget, of which I'll ask the CFO, Ms. Makukule, to take the meeting through. Over to you, CFO.
Thank you, DG. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and Deputy Minister. The special adjustment budget resulted in a suspension of 6.7 billion rand from the voted funds. Of the 6.7 billion rand suspended, 5 billion rand of that was reallocated in the department to support COVID-19 activities. And this has resulted in a net suspension or net reduction of 1.7 billion rand. The 1.7 billion rand is the money that went back to National Treasury. So hence then the difference of 5 billion remained in the department, but it was redirected for COVID-19 initiatives. So the 1.7 is the difference between the 6.7 and the 5 billion rands. The budget for skills levy also had to be revised downwards by 8.1 billion rand because of the skills development levy payment holiday that was given to the employers. I think the DG mentioned this earlier on, and also the Deputy Minister indicated this in his opening remarks. The estimated budget for skills levy collection has therefore decreased from
9. CFO, I think the meeting has lost you.
Oh, I thought it was my reception. Can somebody help the CFO?
Yes, Chair. I thank you. I do not know what happened. I was just abruptly disconnected. I'm just not sure as to where I got cut, but still on the very same slide, Chair, whilst I was speaking about the skills levy collection, I was indicating that the budget has been decreased downwards from 19.4 billion rand to 11.3. And all these adjustments that I have mentioned, Chair, resulted in a total budget decrease of 9.875 billion rand, which comprises of the 8.1 billion skills levy and the net reduction of 1.7 billion rand from the vote. Therefore, the department's overall budget was reduced from 116.9 billion that was originally allocated in terms of our original APP, and to now we're having a budget of 107 billion rand. And of course, in terms of the percentage representation, that is 8%. We can move to the next slide, please. So this is the breakdown of the 6.7 billion rand that was suspended from the vote. The 316.7 million rand was cut from the department's operational budget, which is the compensation of employees and goods and services. And this cut was made across all the programs in the department. We also had 5.7 billion rand that was suspended from program three, which is the university branch education. And this included a NSFAS subsidy, a university block, and infrastructure grants. And about 697 million rand was suspended from the TVET branch, also under transfers and subsidies. And these funds were meant for operations and infrastructure for TVET colleges. And lastly, we had four public entities that also contributed a small cut of 10 million rand to make up for that total amount of 6.7 billion rand. We can move. Chair, as I've mentioned earlier on, that 5 billion rand was reprioritized to support COVID-19 related activities. This is the breakdown on how the funds were reallocated. We will note that the 2.5 billion rand that was suspended under NSFAS, the same amount was reallocated for the acquisition of the student devices. And most of the funds from this slide, we note that most of the funds that were suspended from the university grants were reallocated under the same items to support, in order to support COVID-19 related activities. And also we note from the slide that about 172 million rand was reallocated for TVET operations in relation to COVID-19 activities. And in addition to the 5 billion rand, there was also 1.5 million rand that was reprioritized by the department within its goods and services budget, also for COVID-19 related expenses in order to ensure the health and safety of staff and also to comply with the return to work regulations. Next slide, please. This slide shows how the cards are split per program, and it shows the movement from the original allocation, and also after taking the cuts into effect, the special adjustment budget. And we'll note that from the voted funds, the cuts that are reflected is the 1.7 that we spoke of, because that is the money that went out of the vote. So though the 5 billion rand was suspended, but it was reprioritized within the vote, so it wouldn't necessarily reflect as a cut. And also what we can see on the slide, unfortunately, I think the second column is a bit squeezed, so the figures are not reflected properly. But what we can see is that in relation to what I have mentioned earlier on, most of the cards are from the university and TVET branches. But also if we can look at the column where there's an original allocation, also it reflects that these two branches are the ones with the highest allocation in terms of budget. And also on the slides, we're able to see how the 8.1 billion rand from the skills development levy on how it was split into 80% for CITAS and 20% for the National Skills Fund. Thank you, Kenmo. And this now is a special adjustment budget, or special adjusted budget rather, per economic classification. And we see also consistent to what has been presented earlier on that the biggest cut undervoted funds came from the transfers and subsidies item, which is our biggest budget item. And the cards constitute almost more than 80% of the total amount that was cut undervoted funds. And Chair, that takes me to the next slide, which now analyzes the transfer and subsidy budget line item, which is our biggest allocated item. In terms of the original allocation, the budget cuts, which is the net reduction, the funds that were taken back to Treasury. And obviously now we're no longer seeing 1.7, we're seeing 1.4 because this slide will exclude the operational budget. So we also then see the net effect of that in terms of the last column, the second last column, where it reflects the special adjustment budget allocation. But also when we look at the budget cuts column, we can see that from the 3.2 billion rands, when we exclude NFSA's 2.5 billion rands funds, and this 3.2 will be the 2.5 and the 700 million that was suspended from the university grants. We can see from the slides that only 802.6 million rand went out of the vote and was taken back to National Treasury, and the rest was reprioritized to support the COVID-19 activities. And the same analysis under TVET colleges, but with TVET, what's slightly different is that approximately 75% of the funds that were suspended, which is slightly more, actually not even slightly more, way more when compared to the university grants. In this area, most of the funds were taken back to the National Treasury. And also the last four amounts under the budget cuts column is the 10 million rand that we presented in the previous slide. Those are the cuts that were effected from our four public entities, which is the NSFAS and SAQUA, Council on Higher Education and Training, Quality Council for Trade and Occupation. Yes, that was referred to in the previous slides. I will end here, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
The muting thing again. Am I audible? Noltando.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the presentation. I think we are doing very well with time, which will give us members enough time to engage with the. With the presentation, we're looking here at the revised APP of the department, honourable members. There are some obvious things that are, of course, are bound to happen, where some of the targets obviously were not met in the last and whatever. Now, when we do the comparisons, just because of the period. You know, the national state of disaster, level 5 up now to down to level one, there were most of the programs that could not be implemented because of restrictions in movement. Obviously, there will be under expenditure on some of the things. And of course, even, you know, the targets that were supposed to have been reached in the past, obviously, when you do the balances, there will be lots of underspending and, of course, even underperformance in terms of reaching some of the targets that were set. But at the same time, we should not lose focus because we have a beacon, a light that gives us direction so that we don't get lost. And that is the NDP, you know. And the NDP says by 2030, DM and the department, that the graduation rate is going to be increased by 75%, you know. And then and the increase in number of eligible students to study mathematics and science now up to the level of 450,000 per year. I'm a bit worried with the mathematics and science because the generally amongst young people in my area, people who have, they say, a lady in the area who did maths and statistics, she cannot get a job anywhere. The only place that she can work at so far, it's Stats South Africa. She wanted to go into teaching. She can't go, you know. Then it means she must start doing other things that are new because statistics is not offered in schools. I'm just saying that those are some of the things that in a way impact negatively, unwittingly so, on young people in my area. Because of, you know, people who are seen as role models as the best mathematicians, now they are staying at home and not having a job. The production of 30,000 artisans per year, how are we doing? You were giving some statistics when you were giving your report now in terms of your plans. And then creation of additional 1 million learning opportunities per year. And then the most important one for us is the 100 doctoral graduates per million per year. And then around 5,000 PhD registered students per year. Are we going to achieve this dream or is it still a dream too far to achieve? I'll give over to the members to engage, and then I know that some of the questions may not necessarily be answered in this sitting because of the details that is needed in some of the questions that the members may ask, but that some of the questions will be written down. And that can be responded to later in writing. Thank you very much. Over to you, honorable members. Let us engage with the presentation of the APP, the revised annual performance plan. Thanks. Over to you. And Noltando, you'll help me with the hands if there's something goes amiss with my phone. Okay, over to you, members.
A person, Malika, I raise up my hand.
Oh, so turned.
I also have a question, Chairperson.
Me too, Chair.
Chairperson, are you still there?
Chairperson, you muted.
Oh, yeah. Honorable Aleka, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chairperson.
And then Honorable Christian, and then Ndongeni, and other hands may follow.
Okay. Good morning to all. Chairperson, my question, I want to check there on slide 2, when the teacher say the TVET college enrollment has to be reduced to 680,000 from the original 710,000 due to the budget cut and the suspension of trimester 3 and semester 2 of 2020 academic year. I want to check what impact will these reductions will be on achieving the NDP target. And my other question, to CFO, there is a download revision of 8.1 billion for skills levies due to the 4-month holiday for contribution. This is a huge reduction for the already aligning CETAs and the National Skills Fund. How will be CETAs and NSF recover from this loss? We'll just raise these two checkers in. I will come back when there is still time.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Maleka. Honorable Christian, followed by Honorable Ndongeni.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, my question is also around the reduction of students at TVET colleges. I would actually like to know what impact it will have on the new intake for next year. Will we be able to accommodate our matriculants then if our student intake will be reduced? And how will we mitigate then these circumstances if some of our students cannot be placed, some of our matrics cannot be placed next year? What will happen to that cohort of students? It's particularly concerning as we already have a high amount of students that after matric are not placed in either viable opportunities of employment or alternatively in, I'd like to know that the DG spoke about reduction of students at TVET colleges, but what is the impact at universities? Will the same impact be at universities? Will the student intake be cut there as well? And then I want to go on to the NSFAS cut. Now, in previous select committee meetings, it was noted that the NSFAS budget was cut by 5 million. Now, NSFAS had objected to this cut, and they were going to present an alternative proposal to the department. But now I see that the department has gone ahead and cut it anyway. Sorry, 5 billion, not 5 million. Now, I see that 2.5 billion has been used for devices, which is all good and well. Now, according to the devices, I would like to know which universities receive devices, if we can have a list of that. But I would also like to know what happened to the other 2.5 billion. How was that reallocated and used? My last question is about infrastructure, which I'm particularly concerned about, as we have heard that TVET infrastructure has been cut largely, and that amount has been taken back to National Treasury and not incorporated into the TVET sector again. So how are we going to assist our students? What plan is on the table to assist our students then in the future in regard to infrastructure, especially accommodation, which is hugely lacking at TVET colleges? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Oh, yeah, Honorable Ndongeni. Thanks, Honorable Christian.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Morning, everybody. My question, Chair.
is about there has been an increase in the number of targets from 9 in 2019 to 2020 to 15 in 2020 to 2021. The initial target was 13 for 2020 to 2021. However, there's a revised APP indication and additional targets for 2020-2021, making it a total of 15 targets. What are the reasons, and is this realistic? What are the reasons for the new targets? On page 2 on the APP, it states that the department will be guided by the policy framework to address gender-based violence in institutions, which will be introduced soon. Does the reflection as a target in the APP, when it is anticipating to be introduced? Is the policy on GBV finalized and it is budgeted for? How will it be funded? If so, which line item covers the implementation of the GBV policy? Thanks, Chair. I will come back if I have a chance.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Ndongeni. DG, I just want to check, you know, am I audible?
Yes, Chair, you are audible.
Yeah, I was saying that our office is indebted with lots of letters from students from TVET colleges who are doing apprenticeship, you know, in with municipalities and other companies. And the most serious one is a student in Limpopo. I mean, what I want to check is that do you monitor if students are getting proper training in those apprenticeships, you know, or you just leave students to go. Whether they learn or they don't learn, it doesn't matter as long as they've completed a year and somebody writes them a letter of recommendation, you know. Because some of these kids are saying that they are doing high current electrical engineering, whatever. And now they are given to a company that reads water meters and electricity meters. They are not learning anything about electrical engineering except reading meters. And now these students, because they care about what they learn at these institutions, they are writing to us, you know. And answers do not really come that easy from the relevant offices that we have written to, you know. So please pay attention to these letters, DG. Because we cannot answer some of these questions. If kids say that they are not learning, and of course they even show the profile of the company that they are attached to, that they are not learning anything about high current electricity. Other members can, you know, are there other hands, people who want to ask questions to the department? Let us engage. Yes, Honorable.
If there's no other question, can I ask one more question, please?
Yes, you're welcome. It's our time to engage.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The other question I have is also concerning NISFAS. I've also had a number of complaints from students that have said that the amounts of money that they, their stipends or the money that they need for accommodation and for transport, etc., has not been paid out. In fact, a lot of the students in the Northern Cape have only received their first tranches of money from NISFAS. Now, I tried to engage with NISFAS directly by writing them a letter. And I wrote a letter to the administrator's office and I sent through the list of student names to him. The students are actually up in arms about it because most of them have now returned to college And I was wondering if the department cannot assist us in this regard, because to date, I have not received any response from the NSFAS office. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
And our experience are the same. We have written to NSFAS. They are really taking quite a time to respond. That's quite a challenge. Thank you. Other members, are they? Honorable Malika, I can see your hand is still up, or you did not lower it from the first time when you raised it? Any other inputs? Okay, DM, the floor is yours. Where there are answers, give us answers to this.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. These are really important questions for us really to engage on. But I think the context that we need to locate this discussion, one, is that the NDP forecast the growth of the economy up to 60% or so. But since then, the economy has never grown by 6%. It has been growing quite very low, 2%, 0.% So inevitable, the targets then that were set out in the NDP that were based on the projected growth of the economy, which in actual fact, the economy never grew by 6%. That will have impact in respect to the achievement of NDP targets in any way, putting aside COVID-19. Secondly, honorable members may have learned that the economy has contracted the contraction of the economy by 51%, which led to a number of jobs being shed in the economy. 3 million, and later in the quarter is 1.7 million by Stats SA. So the context in which then we are engaging is informed by the economy, which is actually sluggish and declining. Then in the wisdom of the National Treasury in trying to manage what they are having in the national fiscus, they introduced budget cuts. Budget cuts are not a choice of any government department. They are put to government departments and entities by the National Treasury. I would have wished as a department not to receive any cuts, but it's not our call as the department, it's the call of the National Treasury, which then went ahead through, of course, discussions, because the only thing they would entertain is to where these cuts should actually be. And if you are not engaging in that space that they have created, they just cut where they think is appropriate to cut. So the question of cuts is not in the control of any government department. Now, coming back to the specific questions, the TVET college enrollment is impacted in the manner in which we have demonstrated. And of course, that will have impact as well on NDP targets. Now, Honorable Christian is asking, you know, quite a number of questions. The question of the accommodation of future enrollments where there are students who took a gap year or who are matriculating. That one is going to be addressed in respect to the enrollment plans that both TVET colleges as well as universities are actually undertaking, informed by the resources that are available. It is to that extent to which they can be able to accommodate or enroll numbers of students in the system. It will be informed by that. What will it be in respect to that as of now? We don't know as yet. But in respect to the TVET colleges, we have indicated that the enrollment will decrease from 710,000 to 680,000. That is going to be an impact of which we have to manage. NSFAS has having been objected to cut, there is not a single person who welcomed the cuts, but nonetheless, they were imposed. That's the reality that we live with, and they are coming from the National Treasury. In respect to the infrastructure, are there plans? There are discussions at the present moment in respect to what the processes that are located and managed at the presidential level would actually be come in and contribute in the rollout of the infrastructure in the system. So those discussions are ongoing, taking into consideration that government is actually forging partnerships with private sector so that they can be able to come on board. As to the quantification of what will that be, those matters are under discussion at the present moment. On the allowances, we always follow up with NSFAS whenever we receive a complaint in respect to allowances not being paid to students. And also in this respect, we will actually make a follow-up and will assist NSFAS where we can, as well as institutions in addressing these matters as we normally do. The reason for the targets to be reduced is the reprioritization of funds to address COVID-19, because institutions, colleges have to provide PPEs. And fortunately, the system hasn't been struck by widespread corruption or fraud in the process. I don't think any member has heard anything to that effect thus far, which is an indication that in the system, at least the meager resources that are there are utilized quite appropriately, cost effectively, until further notice. And all then institutions have to provide these PPEs, and also they have to train additional personnel, which was not initially budgeted for, in respect to ensuring observance to the protocols as outlined by the Department of Health, as well as pronouncements by the Minister of COGTA. The policy on GBV, now this area is always the top priority. There hasn't been any prioritization of funds away from what has been earmarked for addressing GBV areas. And instead, they are actually getting more support in respect to funds that have been reprioritized. Chair, on the CETAs, as to how best then will they respond to recover in respect to what has happened? There are engagements that are actually taking place with the industry, as well as with sector education and training authorities in respect to how the resources could be optimized, as well as training as required. Those are the engagements that are actually taking place and how they would be catching up in respect to the lost ground in terms of the 8 billion that hasn't been forthcoming. We are engaging in that space, assisting these entities together with the National Treasury to explore ways and mechanisms of them being able to close this gap to a very large extent, because training is actually needed. On the apprenticeship, Chair, it depends who is involved in this apprenticeship. In respect to our TVET colleges, if there is any apprenticeship program, that program is managed through our own policies in respect to training in collaboration with the respective industries, and it's monitored, and students are actually assessed in respect to the performance until qualification. There are programs, of course, that are offered through entities. Perhaps it's a matter that we need to look at if that problem is related to a particular entity which is offering a program in partnership with a respective municipality or a particular company. But what becomes important here is also quite imperative that the companies that get into agreement, contractual agreement, in respect to training of learners, either through apprenticeship or learnerships, it's important that we need to implore them to honor their contractual obligations, because to renege or to fudge the terms and conditions of those contracts would have a negative effect both to an entity as well as to the respective students. So it's quite important for all of us to assist one another where we pick up these things. We hold these companies who are doing these things to account as well, as much as we have to encourage our entities to ensure that they monitor the processes quite very closely and productively. Chair, for any other thing perhaps that may be left, my colleagues are here. They would chip in and fill whatever gap, but we are quite delighted that we have afforded us an opportunity to engage with the portfolio committee. We would have loved if the select committee would also undertake to support us as the Department of Higher Education and Training, not to suffer budget cuts in engaging with the National Treasurer or Minister of Finance, making an argument in respect to the need for skills training, even if the economy is sluggish. Would really appreciate to get that kind of support as well from the honorable members. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, DM.
Thanks. There was a question about monitoring of the apprenticeships. Who does that? Members talking about students from Limpopo who are seconded to a municipality, and there's nothing that they are learning about what they are supposed to be learning there.
I think, Chair, what becomes important there, who placed them there? Is it a college? And if it's a college, which college? Is it a SETA? If it's a SETA, which SETA would be able to follow up in that respect? Those details.
No, sure, DG. What we'll do, we'll forward you the information, the correspondence, both from all parties. We'll attach everything and send it directly to your office. I don't want to present that thing now here because I don't have all the papers on me now. So we'll write, we'll definitely send something before the end of business today.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable members, are there still other issues? Oh, are there additions, CFO?
Thank you, Chair. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay, thank you. I think the DG summed it well and he covered covered everything. But I would like to just clarify one issue, Chair, that was raised by Honorable Christians on the funds that were suspended regarding NSFAS. She made reference to 5 billion rand. I just needed to clarify that. I think the information is on slide 9, that it was actually not 5 billion rand that was suspended. It was 2.5. The other 5 billion that appeared on the slide was relating to university grants. So for NSFAS, it was 2.5 billion rand. It was suspended and again reallocated within the entity. Thanks, Chair.
Are there further additions from the members or from your team, DG?
I think it's fine. We'll proceed, Chair.
Okay, thanks a lot. I think we'll close the meeting at this level and then you can be excused that the committee can continue with their other businesses. Yes, sir.
Honorable Baha's hand is up.
Oh.
Thank you.
And Honorable Maleka's hand is still up. Honorable Baha, the floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson.
And welcome to the meeting. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I just wanted to into what was just said in terms of assisting the department in order to gain more funds as the challenge is more immense than it was before. I just want to say that, Chairperson, that we, through this coronavirus that we've been through now, there's been a lot of challenges that have been posed, both at the level of the department and that of the employment as such. That I think it's very important for us to have a session where we talk about this and find a way of trying to see how best can we be able to deal with such matters. Case in point, Chairperson, is the fact that there's less numbers that would be taken in terms of our different colleges, and that would have an impact on employment of young people as such. So I think that, Chairperson, at some point we'll need to have a conversation that talks to how best can we be able to enhance a conversation that would then assist the country at large in trying to create more jobs and job opportunities for the young people across the sectors and across the country. So I thought, Chairperson, I should just put that in as something that we need to put our minds to in order to ensure that there is maximum survival of the country, of the young people, of the learners, beyond the coronavirus, which has hit us badly. So I'm trying to put my hand on what UDG just raised in calling upon us to say that there's a need for more funds towards the department in order to assist the country in trying to get back to where we are and even better than that. That's just the point that I wanted to raise, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
You welcome, Honorable Baha. We still have a long way to go. We are now in level one. And I think by the end of October, all of us will be in Cape Town, or majority of us will be in Cape Town. And that will have an ample time to engage deeper and, you know, even to a review what happened in the last 6 months of the COVID restrictions in terms of performance of the all entities that fall in our cluster. You know, how far we done how has this malfeasance and other things affected the committees, I mean, the departments that are within our cluster. And even say congratulations for those departments who did very well, you know, going forward. So we will have ample time to engage. DM, would you like to say some words before we excuse you so we can do house issues? So that we release you and your team, and then we can do the committee's admin work. DM? DG?
Chair, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the honorable members for their continued support and guidance in respect to the issues that we are confronted with in the Department of Higher Education and Training through, in the main, our institutions, colleges, and entities. We always treasure your wisdom and your support, you know, at all times. And we are all also committing ourselves that we'll always do the best that we can into ensuring that we do not disappoint you and we do not fail the country in respect to our mandate. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you, my colleagues, DM. Thank you, Chair.
So the DM is no longer in the meeting. Is the DM still in the meeting?
Maybe it's disconnected, Chair.
Yeah, okay, no, sure. DM and the DG and your team, thank you ever so much. You gave us information on time, and thank you for that. So we have ample time to engage with your reports, and they were very elaborate, and thank you very much. Yeah, you are excused. Honorable members will remain in the meeting so we deal with internal matters.
Thank you, Chair.
Yep. Just log out. I'm watching you. Yeah, honorable members. Oops. Let me see. Yeah, am I audible? Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Chairperson.
Okay, yes, there's minutes of the meeting of Wednesday, the 16th of September. Page one. Page two. The next page. Yes. There are minutes of the meeting, honorable members, so and that's the last page. Is there any issue that members would like to raise pertaining to the minutes of the 16th? If there will not be any mover?
Ndongeni move the chair.
Ndongeni moves any seconder. Any seconder?
Baja seconds, Chairperson.
Baja seconds. Is there any objection to this minutes? No. No objection. Okay, the minutes are agreed to. Thank you very much. Honourable members, if there are other issues that you like to raise with the department, you can do that in writing through Noel Thando so that we can have records of the communication. And the number of issues that you issues that members raised with the department, being it NSFAS and whatever, can we give all those information to Noel Thando so that we make one report about the issues that we try to engage with them without getting any pleasure, not getting responses on time? There are issues that we raise with NSFAS, even now there are no answers. So that we can write one report and give it to them. Is there any other matter that members would like to raise before we close before we adjourn this meeting? Hello? If there is none, let me thank you, honorable members, for being honorable by, you know, coming to this meeting and doing what it is expected of you, that of playing oversight on the department, on the ministry, ensuring that our people get the best that they deserve. Thank you very much. Honorable Gillon had a problem with her phone, so with her line. So I was in touch with her throughout the period of this meeting. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Hi. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Chair.
No, I'm back. I'm back now. Bending your core writing, man, but I'm fine now.
Oh,
you can be at my shop. Yeah, but you're going to be at my shop. Yes, bye-bye.